The next patient is James Molstad. The last name is M-O-L-S-T-A-D, like in Delta. James is the first name. Number one, clinical case of a 81-year-old male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD, that is 3B. The patient has a creatinine that has been oscillated between 1.8 and 1.4. And we think that the deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to the administration of medications. Could be volume contraction associated to Jardians. The patient also takes lisinopril. However, he is completely asymptomatic. The estimated GFR is 36.4, which is similar to the prior determination. The number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 104 over 78. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a total cholesterol of 210, triglycerides 238, LDL cholesterol 122, HDL 40. This patient could be a candidate for the administration of Vascepa. We see which is fish oil. We are going to emphasize the diet, reevaluate the hyperlipidemia, and if during the next visit we find that the diet adjustments have not been enough, we'll add the fish oil. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C on 5.6. Following number, obesity, the patient continues to lose weight. He has lost 4 pounds since the last visit. Following number, the patient has adrenal adenoma that we are monitoring. Next time, we are going to order the follow-up CT scan. Following number, coronary artery disease that is managed by the cardiologist. Following number is history of gout. The allopurinol is doing the job. The patient is maintaining serum uric acid of 3.6. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that has been changed from omeprazole to famotidine. We'll reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested the 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.